Identify drivers for change. Here are some common high-level drivers of supply chain change. Competitive advantage. Organizations may be undertaking major organizational changes, setting a new strategy for entering global markets, creating a new network with distinct capabilities such as a cold chain, or installing new information systems to create competitive advantage. Revamping the logistics network at these times makes sense. Competitive advantage may also come from new value-added services, given that they can be provided at a competitive price. For example, shifting to air freight for high-value light goods may represent better value for customers. Cost reduction. The main driver for cost reduction is to become more profitable and competitive. Inflation also causes costs to increase incrementally, so more efficient networks may become necessary just for continued viability. Customer change. New or existing customers may have new needs such as faster or more reliable service, new value-added services, and/or better partnerships. Existing customers may have evolved, for example, by growing into a larger organization and current service offerings may no longer suit their needs. Customer demographic change. Customers may now be concentrated in different cities or regions, and new segments may exist. Globally, the organization may want to break into new markets. Supply market change. Lowest cost labor sources shift, as do the lowest cost sources of natural resources. Since landed costs are dependent on shipping costs and import duties, these factors together with the cost and availability of supplies affect the selection of supply sources. Supply market change is also about risk. After COVID-19 caused availability issues, the supply market did change to avoid risk, even though this often required accepting higher landed costs. Manufacturing process change. Lean and just-in-time processes often require suppliers to relocate close to the manufacturer or parts distributor so they can produce and ship in smaller quantities on demand with very little lead time. Mergers, acquisitions, divestitures, growth, downsizing. It is better to redesign the network in advance of such changes so no one is caught by surprise and the logistics network can continue to function throughout the change. For example, often the predicted benefits of a merger depend on generating economies of scale by eliminating duplicated efforts. Sustainability changes. A sustainable product design could require substantial supply chain changes. This could include requiring suppliers to relocate closer to customers or markets to reduce the carbon footprint, designing new methods of replenishment to require less handling, or needing to develop a new reverse supply chain. Scanning the market. Test TPL. And SWOT analysis. An important part of identifying drivers for change is to scan the market. It is vital for the organization to acquire up-to-date information on what should be driving the transformation and how to set priorities. A scan of the external environment can use tools such as a STEPL analysis to ensure various categories of change drivers are explicitly considered, as shown in Exhibit 9-24. STEPL stands for sociocultural or social, technological, economic, environmental, political, legal/regulatory, and ethical. A very similar tool is a PESTEL or PESTEL analysis, which has all the same categories except ethical. Exhibit 9-24. STEPL analysis. These market scanning tools are often used to help create a SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats analysis. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a SWOT analysis as an analysis of the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of and to an organization. SWOT analysis is useful in developing strategy. As seen in Exhibit 9-25, the SWOT analysis is usually in the form of a quadrant in which distinctions are made between internal versus external focus and positive versus negative points. Exhibit 9-25. SWOT analysis. How are each of these determined? Internal strengths and weaknesses are typically derived from comprehensive data collected about the organization. This may include information on skill sets by function, professional development and training activities, facilities, the company's reputation or standing in the community, and so on. Ideally, input from external customers and suppliers provides substantiated evidence as to weaknesses in particular that can then be appropriately addressed. External opportunities and threats are based on market trends and risk analyses. Environmental scanning may be required to assemble data on external forces. This involves performing a STPL analysis or its equivalent. Collecting and analyzing external data on market forces, demographic changes, changing customer needs, competitor pricing and offerings, current and emerging technology, taxes, laws and regulations, legal liability, social, political, and economic conditions, and ethical considerations. Opportunities can be acted upon to help move an organization toward achieving its goals. However, if those opportunities are ignored or improperly developed, they can transform into threats, like IBM giving Bill Gates the green light to market his disk operating system, DOS, because they weren't in the software business. Other opportunities may arise from competitors' activities or products or new markets or from other data seen during environmental scanning. Threats are the negative risks. External risks include unforeseen events outside the control of an organization that can diminish productivity, profits, or market share. Of course, there can be internal threats that arise due to a company's actions, such as overzealous geographic expansion or excessive outsourcing. For example, a market scan can review specific countries' exchange rates, volumes of e-commerce, trade lanes, and much more. A scan of the market and industry initiatives can also reveal what is relevant to customer requirements and expectations so that the transformation process can avoid over-engineering low-priority areas. After analysis, the organization will consider some of these areas to be internal strengths or weaknesses, and some will be considered external opportunities or threats. This will guide what capabilities need to be improved and how the physical network needs to change to be competitive. In addition to learning more about the current state of the market, network design needs to consider the long term. Capital investments have a long payback period to recoup an investment, and leases and contracts are often for extended periods. However, to the degree possible, the network needs to be allowed to vary when necessary so it can adapt to new logistics requirements, new products, new customers or suppliers, new technology, and competitor actions. While the current political, economic, and regulatory climate and current commodity prices can be drivers for change, the organization needs to assess how its network will fare when these things change again. This is one reason why use of LSP/3PLs is so attractive, since the network can be more agile. One way of evaluating the need for change is to determine how long it has been since the network was last evaluated or changed. As the pace of change quickens, obsolescence and inefficiency arrive sooner. Any network that has not been changed in years will need serious evaluation.